So what are the steps? Five steps. Step number one, to create a change in your life, to make things the way you want them, you need some initial impact. And that's what this program is. It's designed to really shake you up a little bit, make you really think about what are the aspects of selling and of persuading that maybe you're leaving out. You know, a lot of times in selling, what we do is we get all focused on closing, we get all focused on things that really aren't making the biggest difference. I want to challenge you in this course not to major in minor things. I want us to major in the majors, and I believe the majors are things like you being in a state to be able to influence in the first place, like your ability to really connect where somebody knows they can trust you and that you really have their best interests at heart. I really believe that if we can create focus on the majors and if I can impact you to think differently, to approach selling differently, then we can really make a change in our ability and our skill. So that's what this program is about, is get you some initial impact, trigger you to remember things you already know, and offer you some new skills that can take you to another level. Second thing is, after the initial impact, though, it's going to require some repetition. And the repetition is really the foundation of how we create mastery. We're going to say some things that you already know, and we're going to repeat them. And you might say, you know, why is he saying that again? I got that. Because I believe repetition is the mother of skill. That if you do something over and over and over again, you become a master. And the difference between amateurs, people who never get what they really want in their life, and people who are the best, people who are number one, people who are truly living excellence, is people who are living excellence are willing to commit and just do whatever it takes, and they're willing to do the same things over and over again and not be bored by it. Nothing is boring in life unless you're boring. You're the one that makes it boring or not boring. And so you have an opportunity in this course to hear things for the first time and then hear them again and again and again until they're embedded. I mean, think about it. What's something you're good at? Tying your shoes? You're pretty confident at that, aren't you? Why are you confident tying your shoes? How come you're so good at it? Because you've done it a million times. You don't go, God, this is boring. Do I have to tie my shoes? It's just part of what you do in order to get your day going. And the same thing is going to be true with some of the things that we talk about here. So my challenge is, be a professional. Understand repetition is, for the rest of your life, you're going to need it. I mean, I talk to people all the time who come to seminars. And invariably, they tell me things like, well, gosh, you know, I went to this other seminar and it didn't work. You know, I tried it and it didn't work. And I think to myself, what do you mean it didn't work? You went to this person's seminar, I'm sure it gave you some value, but you got to do something every day. It's like, I want to be physically fit. To be physically fit this morning, I got up with my 3 hours sleep. That's not something I support, but I had 3 hours sleep and I still exercised. I still got up and did my exercise. My outcomes, I exercise every single day now, every day. And the reason I do that is if I want to have the energy and the drive and the power, then I got to be willing to pay the price of conditioning myself to have that choice. I got to pay some price, and it's repetition. And if you think about it, what most people do in life is they want this quick fix. They want, oh, I went to the seminar and everything's over for the rest of my life. Now everything is perfect. If that's what you came here for, you might want to leave now because that's not what this is going to be about. What this program is going to be about is teaching you some fundamentals you can practice every single day to condition yourself to succeed. See, we got to condition ourselves to succeed. Most of us have been conditioned to fail. We have all these environmental things that trigger us to give up or say, gosh, it's too hard or it's too tough or it's too boring. And I'm going to challenge you not to do that. You wouldn't go out and do aerobics one time and go, God, I'm glad that's over. I'll be fit for life. You got to do it daily. And so the same thing is true here, and we're going to have some repetition. The third aspect that we're going to do, besides having, obviously, the impact and repetition, is we got to get you to utilize it. So there'll be a lot of exercises in this program that are designed to make you have to apply it. And I'm going to give you some exercises to do on the job, do in your career, and I'm going to ask you to really don't just, you know, say, well, gosh, I'll do it someday. Really absolutely go and utilize it right away, because that's how we get to mastery. We have to apply it over and over again. Not just repeat it in our head, not just repeat it by hearing it, but repeat it in our daily lives. And so we're going to make sure that you utilize this stuff a lot. A lot of this course will be me just queuing a couple ideas up, stop, and immediately get you to do something with it right then and there. And I'm going to ask you to really go for it and utilize things, even if you don't think, well, you might say, well, but gosh, I sell in the corporate world, and that sounds like only something that would work with people one-on-one. Or I'm in telemarketing. You know, how is changing the use of my body going to affect that person when they can't see me? Or you might say, well, that might work for, you know, a computer salesman, but that's not going to work for me as an insurance salesman. I'd ask you to be willing to try it anyway. Would you be willing to try that? Just come from the place of, all right, I'm willing to give it a shot and see what happens. That's all I ask. And I think you're going to find the results that will come from that will be much greater than you expect. Fourth key is, after you have impact, you've got repetition, you've utilized something over and over again, Then step four is what's going to happen is you're going to begin to integrate it. And when you begin to integrate it, what happens is you start to get to the point where you don't have to think about things. Boom, it just happens. And that's not a lot of effort. And what you'll see over the course of this program, what will happen is the things we did first year, all of a sudden they'll become automatic. You'll find yourself automatically handling an objection without even having to think about it. It's fun. It's easy. You even begin to enjoy it. I'm asking you here to be absolutely committed to mastering this, to going until. And by doing all of these steps, you'd say, okay, now I've got it made, right? Wrong. There is a fifth step. And that fifth step is reinforcement. And the reinforcement part is going to be something I'm going to ask you to do on your own. That is, we're going to give you some exercises, but you've got to make sure that you remember that if you don't use something, you lose it. I don't care how much you understand it. I don't care how many years you've been doing it. The only way to stay good is continue to use that muscle.